insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في العالمين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Brothers and sisters, I welcome you again to the program. We hope to be able to understand a few more of the verses of the Holy Quran. First, let's hear the verses.
Inna Allah la yastahi an yadhrib mathalan ma ba'udatan fama fawqaha. فأما الذين آمنوا فيعلمون أنه الحق من ربهم وأما الذين كفروا فيقولون ماذا أراد الله بهذا مثلا يضل به كثيرا ويهدي به كثيرا وما يضل به إلا الفاسقين الذين ينقضون عهد الله من بعد ميثاقه ويقطعون ما أمر الله به أن يوصل ويفسدون في الأرض أولئك هم الخاسرون.
We're explaining the verses 26 and 27 in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if I can explain briefly, tells us that there were some people, and there are people, who make fun of some of the examples, some of the metaphors that have been mentioned in the Holy Quran by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, saying that what is the point in mentioning these, that some by reading them and by understanding them seemingly, or that they think they have understood them, by seeing that in the Holy Quran, they are misguided by them. Obviously, some are guided through them, those same verses. So they say, so what are these examples? Why did God mention these? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that these examples and metaphors have been mentioned rightfully. They've been mentioned to explain some very logical points that we also use metaphors and parables and examples in our speech to be able to convey a message that would be otherwise difficult to convey without that example. And I'm sure all of us have had many, many different experiences like that. So how is it that some are misguided? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the misguidance is not because of the Qur'an. It is not because the Qur'an is such that it misguides. No, it is the flaw and the fault of the listener, the reader. And that fault or flaw is fisq. That is that they have rejected, the verses are talking to those who are just now hearing the words of God. It is not those who've heard it years and years before and who have practiced the religion or any of that. No, they've come across these verses. They have just come across the religion. The Holy Prophet has just now explained to them that there is a religion. They've lived their lives without having heard any of this. Now that they're hearing it, they start raising these questions about it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they have rejected and broken an oath that they had pledged with Him. And we explain that that pledge or that oath is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put in the nature. And people understand before anyone tells them that certain things like oppression, like harming others for no reason, like lying, these things are bad. They realize that helping others is good. People like to help others. Naturally, the nature of human beings is such. And the nature of human beings is such that if they don't mislead themselves, they will be believing in a creator. in a God who has created this universe and is the Lord who takes care of the universe as well. So this oath, that is the understanding that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put in the nature of human beings, that they, whether or not there is a religion, will understand, and by rejecting it when a religion comes, they will not accept what that religion says. That is the cause of why they would be misled with these verses. So the verses, the metaphors that Allah subhanahu mentions, like the metaphor of the spider web, the bee that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Holy Quran, the ant that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, these small examples that are minute organisms that people pay very little attention to, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings to attention these small organisms and small beings and existences to bring to our attention some very, very important points. But the reason why they reject is because they have decided to go against what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had guided them through first. And by not accepting and rejecting that guidance, then their understanding of the truth will decrease. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them that as a punishment. So when the truth comes, when the next set of guidance comes, which has the capacity to guide all, these people, instead of accepting it, they say, what example is this? What is God trying to do here? So in explaining the fasiqeen and who they are, the first thing that was mentioned was that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has an oath with the people that they have pledged, and those who break this oath are the fasiqeen. And then it goes on to say, وَيَقْطَعُونَ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ أَن يُوصَلْ, and they sever what Allah has commanded them to be joined. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, again, these are examples of what Allah subhanahu wa are examples of that oath, of that pledge. In other words, these are in the nature of human beings. Human beings naturally like to be with their family. They love their wives. They would love their husbands. They would love their children. They wouldn't cause any harm to the children. They wouldn't cause harm to their relatives. They wouldn't cause harm to their fellow human beings. But these people, instead of accepting that guidance, the first oath may be referring to the oath about the faith and the belief in there being a creator, even when there is no prophet to explain that. And this may be referring to the practical aspect, that naturally human beings don't feel like they would want to harm someone like their child. But these people, they go as far as even burying alive their own daughter, which is something that would happen in the Arabian Peninsula before the Holy Prophet was sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide the people. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put in the nature of human beings to like to do good to his fellow human beings, to like to be good to his parents, not to break the relationships with my brother, with my sister, with my parents, not to disrespect and harm my own father or my own mother or my sister. One of the very wrong customs of the Arabs in the Arabian Peninsula when the Holy Quran was revealed to the Holy Prophet for guidance of the people was that sometimes, or this is one of the, it's even shameful to mention that these people would consider their own mothers as property that they would inherit once their father died. And they treated that mother as property, as a sexual object. They may have even sold her at some point. That's how bad this was. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put in the nature of human beings not to do that. Everyone understands worldwide. When you say someone has done this to his mother, they've disrespected their mother such that they've hit her even, they say, well, you know, this is not something right. This is very wrong. Why would you do that? This mother's taken care of you. She's raised you. She's gone through all that trouble of the labor and nursing you and taking care of you. Now that you've reached an age where you would be able to help her and she's reached an old age, instead of helping her, you go and harm her. This is something that even those who, they don't know any better than not believe in any religion would understand that this is wrong. This is in the nature of human beings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put. Now the fasiqeen, and we mentioned this in other sessions as well, that the fasiqeen, like in this verse, and many other verses too, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to people not only that have rejected or not acting according to what He has sent and revealed to His prophets, but things that people already understand that they're bad. And that is the first guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives everyone in their own nature. So that's the other trait or the quality of the fasiqeen, is that what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put in their nature to connect to and be connected with and to help the fellow human beings, the relatives, the mother, the father, the child, they break that relationship and they do harm, they cause harm to them. وَيُفْسِدُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. And these fasiqeen, the transgressors, are those who cause corruption on the earth. And we see it today, so much corruption that we see every day, that people who have rejected that guidance, as I said, that's in the nature of human beings. How would you justify killing women and children with biological weapons like the dictator in Iraq did, that he sent and threw biological and chemical weapons in the city of Halabja and killed so many women and children that had nothing to do with the war or any of that? Everyone's understanding, and naturally people would realize that this is wrong. But those who don't want to accept this and reject the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will go ahead and cause that corruptions. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says at the end that أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ. It is they who are the losers. Truly they are the losers. What does it mean that they are losers? Losers, as we know in English, a loser is someone, if you don't have something, then you don't lose it. You just didn't have it, now I don't have it anymore. But if you say someone has lost something, that means that they had it before and now they lost it. And with my explanation, I think it's pretty clear what is meant by that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave that guidance to everyone so that they can go on and accept more guidance and reach proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be better people. But not only did they not receive any more, they did not accept any more, they lost what they had. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from all these things, from all these sins, and to save us from rejecting the oath that He has put in our nature, and also from rejecting or not acting according to His guidance in this holy book. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. يا كريم لبيك يا فتاح يا رزاق يا عليم لبيك يا وهاب يا تواب يا كريم لبيك يا فتاح يا رزاق يا عليم لبيك 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 يا الله لبيك 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 يا الله
لبيك لبيك لبيك